I'm praying for this land I love, America, America, the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her, or what matters most to you. That's why I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross.
Welcome to We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen. I'm your host, Dan. Today's January 24th, 2022. Our show will be about current events, in particular the events from the past week. We'll be going over items that didn't make the news that should have, and items that did make the news that shouldn't have. More or less, we'll be stripping out the fake news so you don't have to. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask thee that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. Well, here's what we got for the show today. A lot of topics. Let's kick things right off with things in the news. The state of Wisconsin says no more drop boxes for absentee election votes. This came out on January 13th. So they're going to wipe that out and not do that anymore going forward, as having those drop boxes for the absentee votes. That was part of the reason of the successful election fraud of 2020, if I call it that. Actually, is very successful by the deep state. Wisconsin is another one of those states that is starting to wake up and calling things out on this. We haven't seen any lawsuits, I don't think, but hopefully they'll be next in line to start cleaning up this. That is good news, though. That's something you will not hear in the mainstream news. Mainstream now. Speaking of mainstream, Alec Baldwin. He did turn over his cell phone now in the Rust movie shooting investigation. This was January 14th. Now, this has been so belabored, this whole scene with Alex. Never once did he apologize for it, whether it was accidental or whatever. He just keeps pointing fingers, not even turning over the cell phone when asked, and now he finally did. This was delayed. He got the request a while ago. Finally turned it over. Other news, the largest freight railroad network in the continent, North American continent, went on strike January 14th. This will be very interesting now. We got the freight railroad network. We've got the truckers. All of these people, these folks are going on strike because of the vaccine mandates. This is going to be some pretty powerful things. We'll be seeing more of this in the news in the future. Also, a good follow on Telegraph is Mr. Poole. Mr. Poole was the individual who always had the Watch the Water on Telegram, an old Q following. This last week, he wiped his account, wiped it clean. And then what started showing up was some possible trip codes, leading some to suspect that maybe Q would be coming back to be leaving some new trails, new breadcrumbs. I don't believe that's the fact. That's what people are thinking, though. It turned out I don't think that those were trip codes anyway, but Mr. Poole is no longer on Telegram. Very interesting. It's just food for thought here with everything going on. Prince Andrew will now face a civil sex case, trial in London, again with Virginia Guffrey Virginia Roberts. She's the one who started the Ghislaine Maxwell trial lawsuit and then ended up getting bought out. I think it was a $500,000 payment that they paid to her to go away in the Epstein Ghislaine Maxwell case. So we haven't heard of Virginia. She's the one who started this whole thing. She's the one who had sex multiple times with Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew now allegedly, I think, thought all this went away. But in London, it hasn't. This case has not gone away in London. He will have to face a civil sex case. And I think that he thought this case against him was kind of a gone away, gone bye-bye. Well, I don't think he was figuring on that. So that's something also to keep a note. In New Jersey, New Jersey government signs a bill to legalize abortions up until birth. Now, this is very interesting. This is the governor there is a Catholic. Signs a bill to legalize abortions up to and including birth. Very bizarre what we're getting here lately. Another thing to follow. Vaccine news. Tampa Bay Rays, Major League Baseball team, their bullpen catcher, healthy, age 28, died last week. Healthy 28-year-old. I'm guessing he got the jab. I'm guessing it had an adverse effect, but I don't know that. I can only imagine with all these people dropping dead. That's just speculation on my part. Please look that up if you have other questions on that. But the bullpen catcher did die. In Germany, even if you're double vaxxed, doesn't count. Doesn't get you into restaurants anymore. As of January 11th, an article came out saying that you now need to have a negative test result within the past 24 hours to be allowed into a restaurant in Germany. Doesn't matter how many boosters, how many vaccines you've had, you need now a negative test result. Seems a little all too familiar here, going back to 1930s Germany. But this is what we've been saying for the last 20 months. None of this is new. Speaking of new, General Mark Milley. Mark Milley, the bad guy. The general population, those asleep, think he's a good guy, a good general. He's not. Trump has called him out many times. He was very proud of getting his vaccine, his booster. And then on January 17th, he announced that he now has COVID. Interesting. Once again, the other thing we should be following, this last week, an airline CEO warns of chaos if the 5G implementation is not limited near airports. That this CEO went on to say, basically, 5G is okay, you can have it, but you can't get that technology too close to airports. It's going to cause chaos. Now, those of us following the 5G now for several years, remember, this is a militarized version of, this is military grade equipment for this 5G. We don't need this to make phone calls. 3G is good enough. 4G is better. 4G is fast. 5G is taking it to a whole nother level. So please, if you're thinking about getting a phone, do not get the 5G a version. Do not use that method. That is not going to be good. The rollout is in the process of coming out right now. So that'll be another story to watch. 5G. Sidney Powell subpoenaed this last week to testify in the January 6th hearings. Sidney Powell, lawyer, good gal, white hat, positive. She always knows how to put a good spin on things. After getting the subpoena, she wrote back, "Yes, I will be following with the dates and times provided that you want to see me there. And then she goes on to say, "I'm looking forward to showing evidence of the 2020 election fraud while I'm there." Very good. There was a screenshot of that floating around on the internet as far as how she responded to that. No, it was not Photoshop. That was her response. But That's the good humor that Sidney Powell has, a true American hero. We may be getting another hero in our midst. Hunter Biden's ex-wife is now dishing dirt on the Biden family. And I'm not sure if she wrote a book or she's writing a book or if she's doing interviews, but she has turned against the Biden family and is now slinging the ugly dirt about the family's sordid history and the past of that family, including Hunter, Joe, I'm sure the diary, everything else that has gone on in those years that folks have been trying to make to go mainstream. But once again, the general public thinks it's all allegations and false conspiracies and whatnot. Back to that, I think her name is Natalie, the diary, they thought that was made up. They finally admitted to saying, you know what, the diary was true. All this Hunter Biden stuff comes to light. The mainstream news said that's all paid spun propaganda, dirty politics to make to try to go after Biden in the election. No, that was not the case. The Hunter Biden stuff was also true. Actual video and audio footage and photos on Hunter's laptop came to light and was exposed on the web. Mainstream media, though, did not buy into that. Interesting development here this last week. The Make-A-Wish Foundation this last week denied a trip for a 4-year-old disabled boy to Disneyland. Let's look. He's got a various form of cancer, it looks like. Not disabled, but he's got cancer. That was rejected. This article hit the news on January 15th. Him and his family are not vaccinated. They're not going to make his wish come true for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He needs to be vaccinated to go to Disneyland. Well, very interesting. Now, that did not make the mainstream news, but it's very interesting story that should have been more widely known. The CEO of MARTA, the transportation system in Georgia, that's that mass transit system in Georgia, died by suicide this week. January 16th, Jeffrey Parker died by suicide. Now, very interesting when a CEO dies at a young age, especially by suicide. And I would say very interesting that it took place in the state of Georgia with all the voting fraud, everything else that's going on there. Just food for thought. You can look it up yourself, come to your own conclusions on that. I'm just here to bring up these types of things. Ghislaine Maxwell. Her trial ended, but there are now 8 Jane Does. The court is going to give up. The defense is going to give up trying to fight this in court to get these names to be hidden. So these 8 John Does, these Jane Does, I'm sorry, names will be coming to light. They give up trying to fight this. They will soon become public and the information. And so this will be very interesting to follow. Once again, I'm assuming the mainstream media will not follow it or post it, but it will be interesting. I'm guessing these are big names as they've been trying here for months to try to get those names in secret, but the judge ruled that they can become public now. So that'll be a very interesting case to follow here as well in the next week. That's all I've got for today. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation at End Times Ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com, bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Also, big thank you to our patrons, Patty, Linda, David, Reverend Dave, Marcy, and Alicia. These donors help keep our operation going. Now, we do have a new feature on EAA Truth, Truth Premium. It's the membership site of our main website at eternalaffairsmedia.com. For only 99 cents per month, after a free 3-day trial, people will see less ads, more exclusive content, and have access to our community forum, plus much more coming soon. Lots in the news once again. That's a wrap up for today. My name is Dan Hennen. Today is January 24th, 2022. Thanks for listening.
God bless America and the red, white, and blue.